But have you ever heard of Kendra G?
Kendrick
I
Jr.
asked you that on the text the other day and you didn't answer me. Kendra G.
I don't think so.
Girl.
Is she the white girl who used to be a Playboy?
No, that's Kendra
So,
Wilkinson? Wilkinson. That's
oh, okay.
Kendra W. I'm talking about Kendra G.
This is all really old. And the
Yeah,
Playboy?
not her. Although
Okay.
she has been in the news lately. You might have heard because she's everybody's saying how Hugh Hefner like he used to like fuck dogs and stuff.
He's what?
That's what they're saying. And that he used to
Dollars?
like Kendra. He's saying that he Kendra's saying that he used to like never have sex with her. He's like, I think she was like, I never even had sex with Hugh. We would just go in the bedroom and he would make me have sex with other girls. And like all of the other playmates are coming out saying like Hugh Hefner was like a weirdo.
I mean, to have a you have a mansion dedicated to women walking around. You know what? That's a whole.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started.
Girl, Kendra G, not Kendra W.
Right.
So yeah, Kendra G, I don't know what led me to her the other day, but I stumbled across this video. And that shit is so funny. Like that, remember I sent you the picture of Homeboy? And I was like, oh no, I said, does Homeboy have family in Detroit or something I asked you? Yeah. He was on there. Girl, so it's basically like, so what Kendra does is she will do like a single mingle kind of thing. So she'll bring on single people. It's a guy, she'll like interview them. And she'll be like, hey, so like, how long have you been single? When's the last time in your relationship? When's the last time you had sex? Why, if you have kids, why are you not together with the baby mama and stuff? Like, she gets all into everybody's business, girl. Like, on one hand, it is like really people trying to like find their like soulmate, and I'd be wanting to just be like, oh, okay, like I hope they. But on the
Make
other
it.
hand, Kendra is so fucking messy. I'm gonna send you like. You just have to take 10 minutes and watch it. It is so funny. She'll get people in there, like she'll get people in there that'll be like,
Like, is she trying to sabotage him or what?
no, like she's really trying to help them, but like, they sabotage themselves sometimes.
Lord have mercy.
Like the girl will get on there and she'll be like, the guy, he has to be, he has to be making six figures. He has to be over 6 feet. He can
What did
only
he
have
say
like
he's meant?
max two kids. And the faces that Kendra makes, she'll just be like, oh, okay. And she makes funny faces. Girl, it's so funny. It's so funny. Like, that has been all I've been doing lately. And Dion was over here the other day. I was doing his hair, and that's all we watched. And like, now he loves it.
Send them
I'm gonna send
because
it
I
to
need
you.
energy to be talking about.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so let's go ahead and hop into this phone call review. So, not even gonna lie, you guys, like in my spare time lately, I have been like guilty pleasure watching these Kendra G videos. I stumbled across a video one day and I just like at this point I can't get enough of it. It's so thoroughly entertaining to me. And yeah, I just love it. I've been telling everyone about it. You heard me telling my friend in that clip there. My nephew was over my house the other day and like I got him into it. I just think it's great. So, just quickly, so what are these videos? Like, what am I talking about? So, like I said, she hooks up single people online. So, she uses her platform because she's already like a journalist or something. I think she works at a news station or a radio show or something. I'm not sure, but she already has a platform, and then she was able to like due to the quarantine and everything, she was able to kind of grow her platform because she was doing these like live shows over quarantine. So it got super popular and here we are. So yeah, she asks like all the questions that we want to ask, like whenever somebody comes on a dating show saying that they want to find love, she like does not hold back. She cuts right to the chase. She'll be like, you know, and so when's the last time you had sex? Okay, if it was last week, why can't you be with that person? Why is it that you think that you're single? It'll just be like, sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I like it when the people get on there and they legitimately are looking for love and you can just tell that they are like, you know, on there coming from just like, you know, the best place. I really, you know, want that for those people. But another thing is the other people that come on the show are like these toxic ass people, and Kendra is not afraid to call them out. You know what I mean? So like these people who think they are ready for relationships or whatever it is, you know, and Kendra will be like, no, like you're not ready. And so let's talk through that. And the talking through that like portion of it is just, it's everything to me. Kendra has these faces that she makes. Like I said, she's not afraid to call people out on anything. I just love it. And you guys, like, she has these old videos ever since she started to do this during quarantine. But at this point, I feel like I'm as caught up as I can be on the old videos. Like, I didn't want to go back too far. I just maybe like one, I think I can go back and keep watching them, but like at this point now I am watching like the live videos as they come like week by week. So like every Friday, I think she does it every Friday and Saturday on Instagram and Facebook, you guys, faithfully. These past 3 weeks when she's live on Facebook and Instagram doing it, I'm on there with like just watching, you know what I mean, just like on there watching. I'll be in the comments, so don't like, you know, be surprised if you see me pop up in the comments, because I'll be like saying stuff. It's a good time. I don't know how long this kick is gonna last for. The other day I thought that it was over because I actually fell asleep during one of the lives. Somebody was just so boring and I couldn't believe that she was like still talking to him, and I fell asleep and I was like, okay, I must be getting over it. But I think the person was just boring. I ended up you know, watching the next day, and again, super guilty pleasure. If you're into dating shows, they have plenty of dating shows, right? Like right now on Netflix, on OWN, all this stuff. It's literally just another dating show. And yeah, I'm here for it. Okay, you guys, it is time for this week's Hot Dog Topic. Hot Dog Topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. So let's do it. This week I want to talk about something not as like in the news as far as huge stories go, but I was scrolling the other day and I did see something that kind of like triggered slash like annoyed me, and I want to talk about it here. So Amanda Seales, I love Amanda Seales. We love Amanda Seales. She does great work for the culture. She is a comedian. She is a scholar. She is an actress. She has like, you know, all, she was recently NAACP nominated for her work that she did as Tiffany Dubois on Insecure. Just the list goes on. Amanda Seales is a bad bitch. There's no denying that, right? However, Amanda Seales is also super controversial. She does not care to be kind of boxed into this sort of like Hollywood culture and, you know, friend groups and stuff like that. And she'll make it very well known all the time that she doesn't care and that she sees right through people's bullshit. Like, this is like legitimately what she does online. While she is on there educating us about things, all the things, she also is very controversial, just in the sense that she starts shit that doesn't necessarily need to be started. Okay, so that is kind of what I think that that's kind of Amanda Seales. Now, Now, although, like I said, did say all those nice things about her, I want to, you know, continue to lift her up and everything like that, because she's doing amazing work. She's doing amazing work. However, sometimes I do think that she puts herself into positions that she didn't necessarily have to put herself into had she just like not shared it with us. Okay. So here's what happened. The other day I'm scrolling on Instagram. I see a post from Amanda Seals. It's a screenshot of a conversation that she's having with someone. This person says to her, "Have a great day, Mans." This is they called her a nickname. They said, have a great day, Mans. I really want to just thank you for, like, you know, all the great things that you do for everybody. And like, you've done so many great things for me. Like, this person was just like love bombing the fuck out of Amanda. Amanda, I love you so, so much. Right. Well, however, they called her Mans. And so to that, Amanda responds and she goes, "Thank you. However, please don't call me Mans, because like only my close friends and family can call me Mans. And like, you know, just don't call me that. I never gave you permission to do that." And then the person responds again. Amanda posts the screenshot to her Instagram that she has millions of followers on. Okay. So she posts that. And then after she said that to the anonymous person, this person responds back to her and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I, you know, definitely will not call you Mans anymore. I will call you Amanda. I respect," like, they were like probably super embarrassed. You know what I mean? That they tried to relate with her like that with her nickname. And she was like, no, you know? So she posted that screenshot. And she was just saying, like, "I'm so glad that when I tell people not to call me by a nickname that I haven't allowed them to, when they're so, like, you know, understanding of that, and they understand that I don't want to be called by a nickname because we're not friends." And so mostly everyone was on her side. However, you know, when you put these things on the internet for your millions of followers to see, some of these millions of followers, or however many hundreds of thousands of them, are going to have a problem with what you said, because sis, it just wasn't that deep. Okay. And hopefully you just see this coming full circle where I'm coming from. So on the one hand, what Amanda said, completely, fully understand, okay? Don't just go giving me a nickname because you think that's just like what's about to happen here. Like, me growing up with, I don't think my name sounds difficult, but when you see it on paper, I do think that it looks difficult sometimes. So my name is Shayna, spelled Chaena. Growing up, coming through, like, you know, going through grade school and things like that, I would have teachers like whole ass just be like, you know, "Miss Johnson," just not even want to say my first name, because they didn't want to take the time to like sound it out, which, you know, is annoying. But also what's annoying is that when somebody doesn't want to learn how to say my name, Shayna, they will decide that I should have a nickname. And I don't play that kind of shit. You're not about to give me a nickname because you don't want to take the time and learn how to say my real name. My name is Shayna. I'm always going to introduce myself as Shayna. And that will be what you will call me until further notice. You know what I mean? So I do get what Amanda's saying there. However, Amanda's name is Amanda, okay? Nobody has ever had any problem saying Amanda. Nobody has ever done that. So if it is just a simple correction, like I have done my entire life, all 33 years of my life, correcting people on my name and never feeling the need to put it on, even tell anyone. Like, if somebody says my name wrong, or if somebody tries to call me a nickname, like they try to say, like, whatever nickname they can say because they don't want to say my normal name or whatever it is, you know, I've never felt the need to like announce that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay, they called you Mans, sis. They called you Mans. You could have just corrected them and be like, "Hey, by the way, my name is Amanda, and that's what I prefer that you call me." And the conversation would have literally been like that. And you would not have gotten all of this backlash had you not posted that screenshot for your millions of followers to see. But yeah, you know, since she went ahead and posted it, she's now subject to the opinions and the criticism of the internet.
you know, that's what happens when you post things and people have opinions about them. What I noticed is that she was deleting and blocking all of the people who were disagreeing with her. And she's only keeping the people on there that are like, oh yeah, you tell them, girl, you set your boundaries. It's now turned into like a boundaries conversation. Like, of course she was supposed to say not to call me man, because those are my boundaries. It's like, girl, maybe. Okay. Here's a thought. Maybe they have just heard so many people call you mans. That's what they thought they should call you. I just went through this like the other day at my job. I was talking to like one of our vendors, and she was asking me about my coworker. Let's call him Bob Smith. She said, hey, like, what do you guys call Bob? Do you guys call him Smith or do you guys call him Bob? Because in high school, we would only call him Smith. And it just really had me thinking. I was like, you know what? Don't know. I can't even remember if we call him Bob or if we call him Smith, you know? But now I want to know. You know what I mean? Because me, I don't want to be the only person calling Bob if that's not what he prefers to go by. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is maybe whoever called her mans just didn't fucking know. And as much as I love Amanda Seales, like I said when I started this, love her to pieces. I think she's amazing. I think she's doing great things for the culture, especially with all these things going on right now in Ukraine, with Russia and things like that. She's keeping us very, very well informed. However, I just think that she puts herself into some of these positions that she's in, and they are very unnecessary.
All right. So moving on, this would not be hot dog topics unless we made it about dogs in some way. I wanted to kind of stay on that same theme of, you know, things that we post on the internet that we, you know, either shouldn't post, you go back and you're like, why did I post that? You know, things like that. Or before you even post it, you're just like, never mind, I'm not going to post this. So I did have a moment like that recently with Luke. So Luke has been such a good boy, you guys. He has been so patient with me. I have been adjusting to these, you know, stimulants that I'm taking. I shared this, I think, on a previous podcast that I, you know, like was able to get on ADHD medicine. And now that I'm taking the medicine, I have noticed like these past 2 weeks, I work a lot, all the time. Like I cannot stop working, you guys. It's great. I love it. Like, don't get me wrong. I love it. But I do work a lot. And then, sometimes I'll notice that I've just been knee deep into like either my 9-to-5 work or my single dog mom, stuff. And I'm just like, damn, Luke, you've just been so patient with me. Like I don't take him for, as long walks as I used to, you know what I mean? So with that, I was like, okay, Luke, me and you Saturday, it's mommy and me day. I'm going to like, it's all about you on Saturday. So I had like a few things planned and I was planning on documenting those things. And so for those of you who watched my stories on Saturday, I did start to document them, but then I stopped like right in the middle. So the day was we were going to start at with a long walk before he ate his breakfast. And then after that, we were going to go to the dog park so that he could, you know, get some socialization in. After that, we were going to go to our new neighborhood. We're actually moving in March. So I wanted to take him on a walk in that neighborhood to kind of like see how, like, you know, what would be our route and how he was familiar with it. And then I was going to take him to get a bath and then try to get him into a vet so that somebody could clip his nails. Oh my God, Luke's nails are so long right now. I can't deal. The last vet that I made an appointment with, they canceled on me. And so now I had to reschedule for Friday. So I'm so happy Luke can get his nails done. Anyway, so yeah, that was Saturday. That was going to be like what we were going to do the whole day. I'm like, me and you. And so I started the day off documenting all of this on our stories. And I was like, I'm going to save the stories and I'm going to make it into a reel and a TikTok, you know, and things like that. And it's going to be really cute. So we get to the walk and everything, then we get to the park and I'm documenting that. And then you guys, we get to the dog park and shit just went left. I forgot that I cannot take Luke to the dog park at peak hours. Luke is not a peak hours dog park kind of dog, okay? He's wild. He doesn't know how to act. He doesn't know how to play. He just, if I take Luke to the dog park, it really has to be like first thing in the morning when there's only like one or two dogs at the park. You know what I mean? If there's like 15, 20 dogs like there was on Saturday, y'all, Luke just went crazy. Like he went crazy. One thing about Luke, he's going to play some fetch, okay? If you're throwing it, he's going to go fetch it. And he does like, so at the park on Saturday, he saw like all these, you know, tennis ball here, rope over there, frisbee here. Like people were trying to play fetch with their dogs. And Luke was fetching other people's, other dogs' things, you know? And some of these things you cannot avoid at a dog park. You know what I mean? So I expect that most of the times. But you guys, this was just, it was a lot. It was a lot. When Luke gets really excited, he drools a lot. And so he's getting like slobber all over these people's tennis balls. And I can tell that like some of the people were like, oh, like, you know, when they saw his drool like on it, and it was a lot. And then he gets really excited, like worked up. So his heart starts beating real fast. He starts panting. And so I was like, okay, Luke, let's go to the water fountain. And I get to the water fountain, you guys, and there's no water. Like they cut off the water, whatever. So I take him away from the dog park thinking that, you know, I can just like calm him down for a little bit. And you guys, he's throwing a complete fit. Like he's like screaming, like howling because I took him away from the dog park. And he's like whimpering. And every time I try to like, you know, get him to like walk in the other direction, he would like turn around and go. It was terrible, you guys. It was terrible. And so, like I said, I started the day documenting the mommy and me day. And I was like, I should put this on Instagram but I chose not to because he honestly was pissing me off. And if I would have put it on Instagram, then it wouldn't have been like a cute, like, hey guys, me and Luke are spending the day together. Like it would have been like, y'all can't believe what the hell he just did. I'm taking him home. Like I was so, so mad. He was acting up. And yeah. Anyway, we had to end up leaving the dog park because I could not get him to calm down. They didn't have any water. Nobody, I didn't really see anybody with water. So yeah, I couldn't get him to stop. But I kind of like chilled in the car with him for a little bit, like once he calmed down, and I had to calm down too, because I'm telling you guys, I was like so annoyed. He had like, he was jumping all over me. He had like slobber all over my jacket. It was terrible, y'all. It was terrible. And I really wanted to get on my Instagram stories and put that on there. But then I was like, no, girl, this is not coming from a good place. So that's what I mean about like how sometimes I'll go to share something on social media, but then I'll change my mind because I'll be like, this does not, you know, need to be shared right now in the moment. So that's all. And we did end our mommy and me day though really good. We actually spent all day together. Like we were out of the house. Like we drove around the city from like 12 noon to 7 p.m. We didn't get home till 7 p.m. so yeah, we went to our new neighborhood, did that walk. We did go get him a bath, and it was great. I got him some new toys, and I think that he really, I hope he knew that like that was me trying to make it up to him, because he's just been so, so patient with me over these past few weeks. Okay, you guys, so before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at The Single Dog Mom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. It would help me tremendously. Thank you so much. All right, so just a few quick announcements before we get into the actual confession here. So quick things that we've updated on the shop. Again, a reminder that we have our St. Patrick's Day dog bandana up on our shop. So definitely go take a look at that. If you know anyone who, you know, would just think that's just the cutest thing for their dog, if you have a dog and you think that that would just look so nice, right now there's plenty of time for you to order it in time for St. Patrick's Day, so your dog can be festive with the rest of us. I also launched our graphic tees this weekend. So Single Dog Mom graphic tees are up on the shop as well. We have a few different ones with a few different like dog sayings, dog mom sayings. They're super cute. I love them so much. So definitely go check those out as well. We are going into spring, so I don't see myself wearing my Single Dog Mom crew neck sweater too much anymore, but definitely going to be wearing those tees. And then the last thing that I wanted to discuss was, so I got a message in my Instagram DMs saying that somebody said, hey, I want to give some unwarranted advice, but I don't think they wanted to, you know, come off as if they, you know, I don't know, maybe they didn't feel comfortable doing it. So I said, girl, go right ahead. If you have any feedback at all whatsoever, good, bad, indifferent, I don't care. If you feel like, you know, it is important enough for you to share it with me, please know that I would like to listen. You can send feedback. You can send questions, clarifying questions that, you know, maybe something I've said at any point. And I'm happy to, you know, address them. And if it's not something that I think that needs to be addressed on the show, I might still just respond to you directly. But do know that I encourage questions, feedback, advice, you know, whatever it is. And so, yeah, please send it my way. Okay, you guys, so we are going to go ahead and get into the second topic on friends, family, and finances, the three Fs. Last week, I said that we were going to do family today, but I changed my mind. We're going to do finances, actually, and then family. So the finances part will actually be a two-part episode. So today, we will discuss, like, half of the finance situation, and then next week, we'll continue it, and then we will follow that up with family. So the best way that I think I can get this all started is to, let's see, I'll talk about these three main things today. I think like part one of finances is just like me getting into like very small technical things. And then part two next week will be when shit hit the fan. So three things on today. So we'll talk about like the beginning of our relationship and how we kind of thought of money then. Then we'll talk about the middle of our relationship. Kind of, I would describe it as like love languages and what our ideas were like about like what is wasting money to us. And then also middle-ish is like what happened once we got married and we realized like, oh, okay, this is actually going to be, you know, something that we have to spend some time on. So, all right. So first, like I said, the beginning, in the beginning of our relationship, like even before we got married, money was always, you know, easy. Like there were really no issues with money. Everything was very separate. I paid for my things. He paid for his things. Even when we went on like trips and things like that, he would like, if we had to buy a flight, you know, he would buy his flight and I would buy mine. And, yeah, that's just like how it went. Groceries were the same way when we like moved in with each other. We would have like a $200 budget. It, you know, he would put in $100 and I would put in the other $100. Like everything was very much down the middle. We didn't have a problem with it. Everything was fine. And yeah, we never really did any counting, until we got married. So that things definitely changed. They weren't like that forever. And then, so next, the love language or our idea of wasting money, right? So a few episodes ago, I talked about what my love language is. So I said, you know, I really identify with the spending quality time. I think that's very high on my list. Not just spending any time together, but like really connecting with my partner and like feeling like, you know, we are like, you know, spending quality time together. And, but I don't think that was his, right? I don't think that was his. If I were to guess, I would say that his like top love language, on his list would be, receiving gifts. This is something that I know was very important to him over the course of our relationship. And some of the things and the ways that he liked to receive gifts, I kind of fought him on because I thought that it was a waste of money. So he was a sneakerhead. Like, this guy loves shoes. He would call himself a sneakerhead, right? He would call himself like a collector of like these, you know, popular shoes or whatever. I would call him a shoe and clothing hoarder. I'm sorry, but I'm just not that connected to shoes and clothes. And it's like, I love shoes and I love clothes, but I don't need to collect them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a whole different level that he's on with these shoes or whatever. So I realized that he loved receiving gifts and he really loved when I would buy him shoes. But then I stopped. I stopped because I thought that I was wasting my money on him, on them. And I was like, dude, do your thing. You have all these shoes in the world. Literally, we would have like shoe boxes up to our like the ceiling in our closet because it was just like, this man has so many shoes. And like I said, you're hoarding them. You're not actually wearing all of these shoes, you know? So there were these two times that like really did it for me. One is when I bought him this pair of Jordans. Now, these are the shoes that he like normally wants are like the shoes that are like kind of not easy to find. Maybe they're getting released and there's only so many of them, or maybe the shoes are very old and like, you know, he just wants them. So he wanted these Jordans and I got them for him, and they actually weren't that hard for me to find, but I got him the Jordans, and like, because he had just been talking about them. And when I finally got him for him, you know, his like eyes lit up. He was so excited. He was like, thank you so much. Like stars in his eyes. And he wore them for a few times. And then I just started to notice that I never saw those Jordans again. And I was like, okay. Like, and then I started to notice that this is like very common of like all the new shoes that he gets. He'll get super excited that he has them. And then, you know, he'll forget about them. Just you would see like once in a blue moon, he'd be like, oh yeah, I do have those shoes, and like pull them out. You know what I mean? That's wasteful to me. That's wasteful. And then like this, what really made me stop buying him shoes was like this pair of Crazy Eights, you guys. These Crazy Eights, he like talked my ear off about these. He's like, I think if I'm not mistaken, Crazy Eights are Kobe's. I think so. I think I'm right. I think that's right. He's like, I've always wanted some red Crazy Eights, like the all red ones. Like, I just really have always wanted those. I cannot find them like in his shoe size or whatever. He's like, I just really want them. And I like set a personal goal. I was like, I'm going to find him these Crazy Eights. And I found them. And it was like this whole thing, you know, I had to look high and low, look everywhere. And then all this, it was a lot. But I actually ended up finding them and I got them and I gave them to him as a gift. Again, super excited. He loved it. He was like, oh my God, yay. And then what happens? He wears them for a few. And then, you guys, I never saw the Crazy Eights again. And I'm just like, dude, I spent so much time looking for those shoes. And it's not even about like, actually, yeah, it is about what they cost, because it's just like, I spent so much time and I spent so much money for you to literally get these shoes and only wear them for a bit. And you kind of have to, because you have so many shoes, you don't even like kind of know where to start. And so after that, I told him, look, you love shoes. I love that for you. However, I'm not about to be buying you any more shoes. Like, I'm not wasting my money on that, because you just show me time and again, you get these shoes, you fall in love with them for a week, and then you're over them and you just put them in the closet and they just sit there. You know what I mean? So that is kind of where I was with it. Now, do I think, now that I'm looking back, do I think that was right? Not really. I don't think that was right. I think it's like something that I could have, if I knew that that is definitely his love language, right? Which is like the way that he wants to be loved, which is the way that, you know, I give him gifts that show him that I appreciate him, show him that I hear him and like what he enjoys and stuff like that. And for me to be like, not doing that because it's stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I know that was wrong and I probably could have just, you know,
sucked it up and bought him some damn shoes. But I literally, like, at the time, still, you guys, still to this day, I can't bring myself to, like, buy expensive shoes. The other day, it was my nephew's birthday, right? I told him he can get any shoes he wanted. He wanted these LeBrons. Y'all, my nephew is 9 years old, okay? He wears kid sizes. These LeBrons were $170. I was like, you know what? I'm not buying those. Like, I don't know. Like, for some reason, I just didn't think they were about to be $170. I was like, I'm sorry, but you're 9 years old. You're about to grow out of them so fast. Like, you're not. And so he wasn't even looking at the LeBrons when we walked into the shoe store. He was looking at these other, he was looking at these Jordans that were $110, which I was like, okay, we can do those. But then he saw the LeBrons and he went crazy over them. He tried them on and everything. And I was like, literally about to get them. And then he said 160. And I was like, what? No, you know? And my nephew was mad for like a few moments and then he got over it and he got the Jordans. It was fine. But like I said, there's just, dude, if these shoes are expensive, I turn into somebody's mama. I'd be like, do they make you fly? Do they make you run faster? Like, why are they so expensive? Jesus. So like I said, I can't do it. But I realize that is just a very personal preference. And maybe it wasn't fair to take that from him because I didn't agree with it, even though it's something that he enjoyed. So fully understand that, you know, could have been handled differently on my part. However, on the flip side, he really enjoyed giving me gifts too. Now, I like gifts. Don't get me wrong. As far as like love languages go, though, receiving gifts is pretty lower on my list there. But I do like gifts. I do like thoughtful gifts. And that would be my problem is that his gifts were not thoughtful. So I do have like memories of a few things that I would just have to challenge him, or I would just have to ask him, like, how did you think of this? Because in the back of my head, I'm just like, this was not his idea. So who has he been talking to, you know, that had him buy this? Because this is not my style. He had to be talking to a complete stranger, you know, like that's, I just knew that based on some of the gifts that he would give me. For example, he bought me, one time he bought me this purple Guess watch. Now having been with me, you know what I mean? I don't know how he thought getting me a purple watch. I never wear purple. Purple is my favorite color. Don't get me wrong. Love purple, love pink, but I like looking at them. I like little pink accessories. Like I'll get a pink wallet. I'll get, like not necessarily something that I'm actually wearing. You know what I mean? I do like it as that. So he gets me this purple Guess watch. And like, back in the day, I did used to love Guess guys. Like if it was Guess, I wanted it. I do, you know, like watches, and I do like the color purple. But when he got it for me, I was like, oh, okay. Like I just did not see myself wearing it because it wasn't my style. Then he saw that I wasn't wearing it and he's like, what's going on? And I was like, I have a question for you. What made you buy me this watch? And that's when he told me that I forget what the purpose of the present was, but you know, he was talking to his coworkers about it and they asked him like, you know, okay, what's her favorite color? What is she like? What brand is she like? And they told him that he should get me this purple Guess watch. I'm like, that is so unoriginal. I was like, you're going to ask a group of strangers what to get me? Like, they don't even know me. And now you're sitting here mad because I don't wear it. I don't like it. Like, I just don't want to, I don't like it. It doesn't go. You know what I mean? And so I would tell him, my computer is dying. I would tell him like, hey, don't get me stuff. Just if you're getting me a gift, let it be thoughtful. Let it be from you. You know what I mean? Don't be having your friends or whatever tell you what to get me because I can tell. Okay. He's gotten me a few other things that I can tell were not thoughtful. We're not like his own ideas, but whatever. The last thing I'll mention about this is the proposal. Okay. Super over the top, super not his idea. I could completely tell. And I was just like, why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep listening to people tell you what you should do and what you should buy me? And they're fully like so wrong. So, and don't get me wrong. Like I do try to find a way to appreciate these things. I did wear the watch a few times, you know, even though I didn't want to, I did. But I think he just started to notice that I just stopped wearing it. And so with the proposal, very, very flattered. You know what I mean? I thought it was beautiful. I thought that it was very thoughtful. However, I just knew that he didn't think of this. And I don't need this like huge grand gesture. You know what I mean? Like I don't, you know what I mean? Some people like that. Some women want the whole like fireworks show and all this like attention on them. I don't like a lot of attention on me. He could have proposed to me at the house. You know what I mean? With just me and him, like I literally would have been fine. But after all the floating on cloud nine wore off after, you know, we got engaged, I said, "So that was cute. Like, how'd you think of that? Like, wow." You know, it was like a boat ride, this like super romantic, like extra thing. And I was like, "How'd you think of that?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, like my coworkers, they told me about this cool place that, you know, people go to and it's very popular and stuff. They do proposals there and stuff." And I'm just like, I don't even know how much money that was, but like, you just didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? So, like I said, him giving gifts sometimes would also miss the mark because it was just like, I don't need all this. You know what I mean? So we used to butt heads on like gift giving and things like that, just because I would always just be like, wow, this is like, how much was this? This is so expensive. You know what I mean? And also like spending money on shoes like that. Like, wow, this is very wasteful. Okay, so the last thing I will say is that I hope that made sense. Like, it makes sense to me, but I hope like that made sense to you guys as far as like finances were concerned, because I just felt like it was wasteful. Okay. All right, and the last thing that I will talk about was like once we got married, this is like getting towards like shit hitting the fan, because first of all, once we got married, everything turned into who's paying for this and is it even? And once you're married, that kind of changes. You know what I mean? I realize that some married people don't share bank accounts. I realize that, you know, two working married people make their own, you know, separate money, and that's what we did and everything. But that aside, I did share with him that I had like this. Okay. Yeah. I did share with him that I had like this, like hope that he would, put the gas in my car and wash my car and get the oil changed and stuff like that. Like anything that had to do with my car, I was like, "You're my husband now. You should take care of my car now. Like, I would really appreciate that." You know what I mean? And we fought tooth and nail over this. I was like, "Dude, you know me. You know I hate pumping gas. I never have gas, y'all. Like, still to this day. Like, I just don't. I don't like that whole thing. I don't like pumping gas." So I was like, "You know, I think some married people do this." I was like, "I really think this is a thing." I was like, "I think some husbands take care of their wife's car, and I think you should do that for me." Because he would like always take like, well, he would always go to get his car washed on Saturdays. And I used to sleep in on Saturdays because I worked late Friday nights. And so, or Sundays, whenever he did it. And I would never be wanting to wake up that early. And so that's kind of like how it started. I would be like, "Well, you guys, like, I'm talking about, I've never gotten my car detailed, y'all. Like, honestly, I don't think I've ever gotten any car that I've owned detailed. I didn't even know that was a thing until I met him." And he was like, "Yeah, I always get my car like detailed and stuff." And I was like, "Why can't you take my car to get detailed?" I was like, "I want that too. Start taking mine." And he was like, "Why can't you do it?" I was like, "I don't know. I was like, every time you go get your car washed, I'm always asleep." So like, he's like, "So you're telling me that you want me to take my car to get washed, and then you want me to bring my car back and then take your car to get washed and then come back?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think that would be really great. Can you do that, please?" And then he was like, "And I'm supposed to get your oil changed, and I'm supposed to pump your gas." And I was like, "Yeah, Like, I really didn't see, like, what was the problem. I just thought this was fair for me to ask. And like I said, we argued back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Come to find out, when he finally broke down and said he was going to do it, he was like, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to pay for all this? And I was like, wait a second. I was like, I'm not asking you to pay for this. Like, I'm just asking you to do it. Like, literally, I always pay for my gas. I always pay for my oil change. And the few times I get my car washed, I pay for that too. Like, I never ask you to pay for those things. Like, I would still pay for it, but I just want you to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I just do. Like, I didn't, now I kind of feel bad for asking or feel dumb for asking, but it is. It's something that I wanted. So, like I said, at that is when I realized that we see, like, we're just, like, on way two different pages when it comes to, like, acts of service and, like, money and things like that. I truly was not thinking that he was, like, going to pay for this. I said, you have my debit card information. Like, we have the same PIN. So I was like, you know my password. Like, you can literally just take it and go get the gas and stuff like that. Like, no problem. And so, yeah, like, his thing was that it wasn't fair because he was going to have to pay, what, $30 to get my car filled up. I don't know how much is a detail, $50. And then however much an oil change is, like, every 90 days or so. Like, you know what I mean? He was like, I have to pay all that money. And I was like, all right, dude, like, literally take my card, you know? And then I said, okay, actually, I have something for you. I think you're going to like this. Hear me out. So I said, how about you actually, you do pay for that out of your own, like, you know, bank account. You pay for my oil change, you pay for my gas, and you pay for my car wash every month. What I will start doing, and you know, actually do those things for me. I was like, what I will start doing is I will pay for our groceries 100%. And you don't even have to go grocery shopping with me anymore. So what we would do is we would go grocery shopping together. We would, you know, get the things that we wanted. And then, like, when it came time to pay, like, we would just split it down the middle. And we typically try to not go over $200. But whatever, if we went over $200, it would, you know, we would still split it in half. And so I know he hated going grocery shopping with me. It's not something that he liked to do. I knew everything that he liked anyway. I was like, I can still get the things that you want. I can still get the groceries. And so I'm now saving you time per month on going to the grocery store, and you can take that time and you can go get my, like, car, like, taken care of and stuff. And still it became, it still was like, okay, well, you're still ending up paying less than me per month because you're going to make sure that the groceries are not going to go above 200. And, you know, like, what if you use more gas on, like, a certain week, then I'm still going to have to end up paying more than $100. So it was like, once I started to realize that it was, like, literally just about, like, it's not fair because he's paying more. I was just like, dude, now y'all heard me say, like, what was it, a few weeks ago? I was literally working all the time. I was like, I don't get my car washed because I never have time to get my car washed. You know, I hate pumping gas. I don't even, it's something I don't like doing. Like, you know, like, at this point, why can't you just fucking do this for me? Like, why can't you just take my car to get gas and shit? You know what I mean? Because you're helping me. Like, let's think about it that way. Let's just help Shayna. And then if that's not fair to you, okay, let's compromise. How about I go ahead and do the grocery shopping? Because guess what? I like grocery shopping. I do. So I don't know. I thought it was fair, but whatever. End of the day, we ended up just keeping things how they were. And we just did it like that. That started many, many different, like, nitpicky things when it came to, like, who's paying for this, is it even, things like that. And it just went on from there. We'll talk about it a little bit more next week. We'll move into the shit hitting the fan. This was a little bit longer episode. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but nonetheless, thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.